Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Friday, June 18th. Let's go ahead and kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, Thursday got started with some big news. That's right, big news in the gaming space. The cover of Madden 2022 was officially revealed. Obviously, every year, there's a lot of anticipation to see who is going to be the cover athlete. Well, this year, there are cover athletes. Madden 22 will apparently be an MVP edition of the long-standing game that will feature both Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes on the cover. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback and Kansas City Chiefs quarterback were on the cover themselves individually recently over the last couple of years, although Brady obviously as a member of the New England Patriots. I just think it's funny, no big deal, that this is the MVP edition of the game apparently, and that the NFL's reigning MVP, Aaron Rodgers, is not on the cover. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Moving on, Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid was thrown into the news cycle this past week. Obviously, as you all know, shout out to Le'Veon Bell, who said that he would never play for Andy Reid again. Coach Reid commented about the matter on Thursday, saying, "I enjoyed my time with him. I'm pulling for him. That's how I roll." Well done, Andy Reid. Well done. Let's go back to Tampa. The Buccaneers saw their season tickets sell out on Thursday. Obviously, Raymond James Stadium hosted the Super Bowl that the Buccaneers won, and it is set to return to full capacity this season. Very cool stuff to see all the Buccaneers fans getting ready to watch the world champions defend their title, or at least try to. Now, moving on to a different stadium, potentially an incredibly different stadium. On Thursday, Chicago Bears president and CEO Ted Phillips issued a statement regarding a potential acquisition of property. Here's the statement. Quote, "We recently submitted a bid to purchase the Arlington International Racecourse property. It's our obligation to explore every possible option to ensure we're doing what's best for our organization and its future. If selected, this step allows us to further evaluate the property and its potential." Now, I don't need to tell you that the Bears are one of the oldest teams in the National Football League, and obviously Soldier Field is kind of a staple of who they are, their identity, so on and so forth. But here's the thing about Soldier Field, as incredible as it is, and I've been there myself, I can tell you it sure is amazing. Of the 30 stadiums that are currently in use by all NFL teams, Soldier Field has the smallest capacity with 61,500. Not only that, but Soldier Field is also the oldest stadium that is currently in use by any NFL team. It was constructed in 1924, literally almost 100 years ago, although the building did, of course, have some renovations in 2003, which even then, you know how you think 2003, that was like 6 years ago. No, dude, that was 18 years ago. People born in 2003 are graduating high school, heading off to college. Times are crazy. Now, The Athletic reported that the Bears' lease with Soldier Field runs through 2033, so they would have to buy out the remaining time with the building if they do end up moving. Obviously, there's a lot of ifs here. The Bears have to acquire this property, then start construction, et cetera, et cetera. But if they do, if the Bears do build a new stadium, whatever ownership group is involved here, you would have to imagine that it is probably going to be something with a retractable roof. The Minnesota Vikings play in a building with a retractable roof, and the Detroit Lions play in a building with a retractable roof. And what is notable about those particular teams and their home stadiums is that the retractable roof allowed them to host Super Bowls this century. That is the thing. When you're an NFL team or an ownership group and you build a stadium, you do it to get a Super Bowl for your market so you can get all that money. What's more is you want to host other events. Think about WrestleMania, March Madness, multiple Super Bowls. Chicago is a great sports city. Obviously had the draft there a couple of years ago. If they have a closed, a stadium rather that has the ability to close, they suddenly take out the elements that are associated with the winter months and a lot of these activities. So we'll keep you updated as those situations continue to unfold. Let's wrap up and get ready for the weekend with a couple of quick hitters. San Francisco 49ers defensive end Jordan Willis has been suspended for the first six games of the 2021 regular season for violating the league policy on performance-enhancing substances. Meanwhile, according to ESPN, the New York Jets and free agent offensive tackle Morgan Moses are making progress on a potential multi-year deal. The Jets are considered the favorite to sign him. Very interesting stuff there. And finally, speaking of the Jets, their former first-round pick, Daron Lee, signed with the Las Vegas Raiders. That was fun. That was a great time. I had a good time. I hope you did too. Very excited to see where this Bears thing goes. Very excited to see where the weekend goes. I hope you have a great weekend. We hope you just have whatever plans are going on. We hope they're wonderful. We can't wait to see you again. We have a new episode of The Look Ahead coming your way later on today here in your podcast feed. So make sure you subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. Wherever you get your podcasts, leave a rating, write a review. But with all that being said, let's get out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Monday.